Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. It's the 33rd annual Week in the Rocky Sale of Superior Video Livestock Auction, coming up the 5th through the 8th of July from Loveland, Colorado. They'll be selling 188,000 head of cattle that week. You'll be able to see it live on SLA TV, Dish Network 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. You can go and actually check out at their website, SuperiorLivestock.com, exactly what will be featured each day, Monday through Thursday. And as always, you can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. One of the biggest sales of the year for Superior Livestock always is the Week in the Rockies sale. This year, no different, with 188,000 head of cattle to be sold from Loveland, Colorado. Week in the Rockies, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th of July from Superior Video Livestock Auction. At Superior Livestock, we bring the Week in the Rockies to you.
Well, we finished the week under significant pressure, I felt like, in the live cattle market. The August live cattle down to 121.80, down a $1.77. I thought that was a pretty disappointing sell-off to finish the week. I mean, we had steady trade with last week, but to close down like that after yesterday's optimism, I thought that wasn't just a very good close at all. The next month out, October, $1.50 lower at 127.75. December's 80 lower at 132.40. Feeder cattle, on the other hand, were steady here. 30 higher in August, 156.60. The September's down just a touch here. Looks like their last trade was 158.90, down 17. Overall, the market held itself together this week. Didn't really do much. It really hasn't done much since about the middle of June. We've had a few brief sell-offs. You know, yesterday morning, the market was down around 152 before closing around 155 in August. So, or 156 rather, in August. So I feel like the market's kind of waiting direction. I thought the June 30th grain report might give us some direction. Initially it did, but we've since given that back on a little bit of a change in weather pattern. We have a three-day weekend. The markets won't open back up till Tuesday, and July 4th typically is a pretty big demand day for the beef market.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
Well, grain futures today gave some back. Kind of surprising trade today for corn and wheat markets. Beans actually finished up 3 to 5 cents. But the Kansas City wheat, July was down 20. September, now the front month, down 19 cents, all the way down at 619. Back below the 20-day moving average. Still quite a bit off the mid-June low. About 20 cents or so off that low on the September wheat. But the harvest in Oklahoma is nearly complete, and Kansas is going well. I know that most people think it's somewhere around 39 or 40 bushels an acre for average in Oklahoma, and around 50 or just over 50 in Kansas. A really good winter wheat crop. The other side of that, though, is what's going on in Minneapolis wheat. It was 2 to 3 cents higher. September was up to at 838. They have some serious issues with that good to excellent category hovering around 20%. And also almost that entire growing region is in a drought. In a bad drought. So I think that Minneapolis wheat might be just enough to hold the Kansas City and Chicago wheat higher in the foreseeable future. Corn today down 9 cents here, put December at 579 3/4. Still quite a bit off the low. It got down to nearly $5 a week ago. The soybean market today was just a little bit higher. There was some talk of some cargoes being sold to China.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.